The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bro, you are being such a bitch.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. This is a fact. This is a physical, scientific, human thing that happens.
I understand that. Yeah. And like, I don't need to hear it.
No, but you've been on this planet long enough.
I don't need to
enough.
Hear about any of your issues.
I mean, bro, like, you have no leg to stand on because she's right. Anytime anything is going on with that.
And some gross stuff's been going on.
Like, that sack of meat you call a body. You'll come in and be like, oh, you're not going to believe it. But this, for some reason, sent you through the roof.
It was girl talk.
Yeah.
That I was not prepared for.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, you know, we get along great with everyone we work with.
Yeah, yeah, great people.
Almost everyone we work
with. No, I say everybody.
I say everybody. Way to not squeak your voice when you're lying. But we love our good buddies, Breezy and Moose Dog at PXY. Mm-hmm. Hang out with them all the
time. They're fun kids.
Yes. Breezy, we have said, is the female Tommy Mulay.
Right.
Like, straight up same person. Mm. And that was proven again yesterday.
No.
So I was out of the room. Mm-hmm. Commercial break.
Yeah, you missed it.
So, Tommy, you're talking to Kimmy about
something. I'm talking to Kimmy about some stuff, and Breezy walks in, and we're on break, obviously, and I'm just finishing up what I'm saying. So she's sitting here patiently.
Yeah.
But as soon as I stop talking.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I would like Kimmy to say what she said. Because you're going to try and alter what happened.
Make sure you use tone.
Yes, sir.
You're pointing at, hey,
well,
girl,
you're gonna do it.
Girl, he's pointing at her.
Do it right.
Maybe we heard it differently.
Oh, you so lie, man.
All right, Kimmy, so she waits patiently. Yeah, Tommy stops talking, and she turns to you and says.
So she asks me, hey, do you have a tampon?
She did not say it like that.
How did she say it?
She sounded like it was urgent. She goes like, do you have a tampon? Like that.
That sounded exactly the same.
No. Do you have a tampon?
No, but that's exactly how she asked it. She was waiting for you to finish your thought.
But she was like anxious, I need a tampon.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
usually when you're asking for one, yes, you need one.
Like now.
Yeah, like what do you think she's going to put it away for next month?
And then what'd you tell her?
So I said, oh, there's usually some extras in the bathroom.
No, but what did you tell her?
She's explaining it.
You ain't explaining it right. You said,
Can
no,
I
you don't. Because you're lying. You
lie. How the conversation went.
You
only remember this one line, so let me get there.
Oh, you got Kimmy.
I'll be quiet.
So I said, no, I don't have any, but there may be some extras in the bathroom. She goes, no, I just looked. There's none left. So I said, I'm sorry, you're kind of out of luck. And she said, and I quote, well, I'll just bleed out then.
Yes.
As she left,
'cause she was pissed.
As she left the room.
She was pissed you did not have a tampon.
She was mad because she's out of luck right now with nowhere to go.
So she turns heel and says, I guess I'll just bleed out. And she's serious.
Well, that's how that happens. That's how the body works, right?
And that was the conversation.
Okay, so.
And a place of business.
Grown woman.
A commercial building. With a licensed broadcast.
Grown woman needs a tampon. Comes in, asks for one, says something, and leaves. And you, from the moment...
He couldn't get over it.
Like 24 hours.
I guess I'll just bleed out.
Do you know what happens when women go through that monthly time?
I don't need to hear about your bleed out.
Okay. What is so disturbing about what happened yesterday?
All of it. That's a private conversation you don't have when you have mixed company.
Bro, we have to hear about your hemorrhoid issue whenever you're struggling. Like, I'd 10 times rather have that conversation with Breezy than hear about your health issues.
Okay, so let's say I'm in here joking about my hemorrhoid.
Uh-huh. You're not joking.
Oh, I love how he's joking. I love how no, guys, I'm just making a joking joke, guys. I'm making a joking
joke. No, let's say I got a serious, I got the piles.
Okay.
Ooh, it hurts to sit.
Yeah.
And y'all can't help me out.
Yeah.
So let's say I go down on PXY.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, Moose.
Yeah.
Like, my ass is killing me, bro.
Yeah.
And I go, I've got this thing on my ass right now that is killing me. Do you have any preparation H?
Uh-huh.
And He says, no.
Okay.
And then I turn around. I guess I'll just have my ass explode and I'll die and walk out of the room.
Is that out of the question for you to say?
But it would not be appropriate.
But Breezy wouldn't be bothered by that. I know that kid.
I know.
And obviously, like, now she'd bleed out, girl. No,
bleed out. Every girl is bleed out, girl. If you ain't got a tampon, put that on a t-shirt.
But who leaves the how do you leave the house without that?
Because how do you leave the house without your preparation age?
And I had to explain to him that sometimes you don't know it's coming.
You kind of know because you're bitchy.
No, it's like a whole...
Oh my God.
You bitchy, you get a little itchy down there. Don't you get like a little tingle?
Itchy and itchy?
No, what are you talking about?
Doesn't it start to like quiver? You know, like right before, you know, like right before the volcano blows, the birds and stuff start scattering, the elk and everything start running out of the woods. Like they have a sense of it.
How have you made it?
They have this thing like, oh my God. It's gonna blow
like a
any minute.
Sense, it's coming.
Okay,
you're gonna have a giner geyser going on.
Every now and then, it surprises you. Usually, by the way, you kind of have.
How
an
do you
idea.
Not have some spares on you?
I told
all
you.
The
usually,
time.
There's a bunch in the bathroom, but they must have all gotten used, so there's no more left.
If
so
I bled out of an orifice once a month, I'd always have some on me.
Well, you crap out of your mouth every day. You got nothing taking care of that.
A mouth pond.
Look. Kimmy touched on something, and this is the most shocking part
of
what you're going through here. Again, yesterday, Breezy, who works on PXY, comes down. I'm out of the room. Kimmy and Tommy are talking, and she waits patiently, asks Kimmy, do you have a tampon? Kimmy says no. She goes, oh, well, then I guess I'll just bleed out then. And then she walks
menstrual
out of the room.
Girl talk.
Okay. You're in your 60s.
Yeah.
You have been married twice. Mm-hmm. Three times, excuse me. Mm-hmm. You have been engaged before. You've lived with eight women?
Been with many ladies.
Okay. And you've had a sister.
Yeah.
How are you still grossed out by this?
Yeah. It's you don't want to hear that, man. No man wants to hear about the
again. But all the gross stuff we talk about in here, and we talk about some gross stuff about people that we know.
Yeah.
Like you actually just had a conversation about butt maintenance earlier.
I don't even know
if it was on the air.
No, it was not off the air. We would get dumped for saying what we said.
But that alone. Tops anything I could say about my menstrual cycle.
I'll tell you what. All those other subjects are funny. The period stuff is not
it
funny.
It can be funny.
I found that funny. That was very funny.
You found it funny because I'm in the room.
Yeah.
Take me out of this room.
Okay.
You just sitting here.
I'm shocked that this is where you
draw the
line.
Did you find that funny?
It was kind of funny.
It was funny. How was that not funny?
You think you find menstrual jokes funny? Women bleeding and having a period funny?
Yeah.
You think that's funny?
Yeah.
Why is that not funny? Bro, we had a text.
Sick.
We had a group text for years with you, me, and like six other guys.
Okay.
Where we would take pictures of our dumps and
dumps
send them
to each
other. Dumps are funny.
So let's say Kimmy and a bunch of the girls are taking photos of their used Tampaxes in a trash can. And they're sending them to each other.
You can make good money on OnlyFans with that.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
All right, see, would you find that funny? Well, they were taking pictures of their bloody Tampax at each other. Go, mine's bloodier than yours. Look at mine. Looks like OJ got a hold of it or Jaws. You'd find that funny.
See,
or they're making
right
Dracula
this
tea.
Is kind of funny. If that came along with that line, that'd be pretty damn funny.
Would you find that funny? If somebody sent you that.
I don't know if it'd be funny, but I wouldn't be grossed out by it.
A bloody tampon in a trash can?
Public trash cans have those.
I'm more grossed out by your photos of your dumps. Put it that way.
Blood is gross.
So is poop.
Nah, not as much.
Okay.
I'd rather see a poop scene than a bloody murder scene.
Okay, we are
weird.
We've gone.
Well, okay, that's different.
Okay. All right. Look, I think what is most surprising about what has happened.
Getting nauseous,
man. What has happened here? You did this, man. You did this.
No, you did this.
You could. I didn't do nothing. I wasn't even in the room.
Oh, how lucky!
You take such joy, and you've done it your entire life,
for sure,
in making people uncomfortable.
In the shock factor.
Yes, you've made a career out of making people uncomfortable. You will throw yourself into a situation where people are having a good time just to say something to get a reaction from people.
Yeah.
We have a segment we do on the show called the Creep Cap of the most disgusting things you say all
week.
That
is true. I can't deny that.
And Kimmy leaves a ton of stuff on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
So for you... Of all men on the planet to be like, oh my God, clutching pearls, hands in the air, running out like your hair or what's left of it is on fire.
Mm.
I can't believe that you reacted that way.
I think because I put women on a pedestal.
Oh, is that what it is?
And I expect
better. Totally, totally.
Yeah. I try to elevate women.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I went better from women.
So wouldn't elevating women being like cool with like something that happens to their body once a month?
Or I'm now not going to elevate. I'll get a face full.
Boo.
Wow. Oh, now it's not funny, huh?
No, buddy Face? Your joke
buddy Face, Tommy?
What happened? Oh, gosh.
Put him on the menstrual pedestal.
What about the...
Ow!
We're trying to have an office here to make an office.
Stone day.
So is this about not being around women?
I've been around women my whole life.
Have you ever had to buy tampons or pads?
I've had to buy all kind of crap, man.
Oh. So then I'm surprised you're so weirded out.
Yeah,
strange.
But I didn't have to, like, deal with the... by the way... Okay.
Oh, boy. When he pauses himself to try and recollect his thoughts, that's when it gets really bad.
So I'm having a family party, second wife, at my house in Webster.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Time of the month shows up. Uh-huh. So I have a crazy Cocker Spaniel Scotch at the time, and we got a full party in my house. Full party, a whole bunch of old Sicilians in this house, right? And I notice my dog's playing with a toy that it doesn't look like a standard toy. He's got my second wife's pad.
Okay.
Her fresh, old, used-ass pad in his mouth running around the party.
Okay.
So according to you,
yeah,
I should have just let that happen because it's kind of cute.
No!
It's just a bloody pad, man. Let the dog chew on the bloody pad.
No, I'm not saying like...
He's so cute. Look at you do.
It's understandable that you wouldn't want to handle something like that. I get it. But for just people talking about it...
No, we should have had a good laugh.
No, that is funny. Did you not laugh? Yeah. Did you not laugh?
And you told that story in a different way and you laughed.
She's right.
For the purpose of this conversation, you're
the problem was he wouldn't give it up. So I was playing tug of war with my wife's pad.
That's a hilarious story.
And not in the moment. It isn't. By the way, it was like we were doing like a first communion kind of thing at the house. So we had like a priest.
You're making
there.
The story funnier.
This is no, the we had a priest. You've ever told.
And the priest said, "I've never seen one before."
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Stop that.
No, that's what you got to do.
Oh, I thought... Never mind. Yesterday, Breezy from PXY, our coworker, comes down. Tommy and Kimmy are talking. They're in the room alone. And she waits for Tommy to stop talking. She turns to Kimmy. She goes, do you have a tampon? I need a tampon. And Kimmy goes, no, there's some in the bathroom. Breezy's like, no, they're all gone. And Kimmy's like, sorry, I can't help you. So Breezy says, well, I guess I'll bleed out. And
she was serious. Like, she turned heel and she stomped out of here.
Yes.
Which she probably shouldn't have done, given the situation.
I just don't.
You're holding back here, girl.
Look, maybe this is a dad having daughters thing.
Well, you got to deal with it.
Oh, wow. Tone changed real quick.
No, but you have three women in your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to deal with a lot of period issues.
Probably surrounded by it 24/7.
I mean, I am. Maybe that's about it. But...
More periods than a newspaper, I hear. I was going to say Hemingway novel, but...
You brought it down. You brought it down. You hear that, audience? He doesn't respect you. No, I mean, I had two sisters growing up, too. So, like, I don't know. I've
always... Those are West Side periods, bro.
What is the difference between an East Side period and a West Side?
You know
they're
heavy. West Side is heavy flow. Just based on the built-up anger in those girls.
What are you talking about?
I would say you're heavier flow in the West Side. You're not shutting me up.
I don't know
what you're talking
about. I don't know. I know, here's the thing. I thought that I was ignorant to how all of this stuff works because, like, I have to know because of, like, the people in my life, right? But, like, I want, like, the most basic information ever because I understand it is an uncomfortable thing.
It's very gross.
I just cannot believe that a man that has seen the things you've seen, done the things you've done, speak the way that you speak, and has been on this earth for as long as you have, cannot hear a woman asking for a tampon and then describing what will happen because she doesn't have
I think because I put the vagina up there as, like, the chalice of life.
Okay.
That's what happens with a vagina.
Yeah. And I don't want to see...
Part of having a vagina.
I don't want to see how the sausage is made. Right? We don't like a good sausage. But you don't want to go down to sausage factory and hear the squealing in the blood.
Facebook message is coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Tina.
All Tinas are heavy flow.
Tina says...
Heavy flow, Tina?
Tina says, I dated a guy who thought that periods happened like you go to the bathroom. Like,
like once.
Like I felt it was going to happen, then I would go sit on the toilet.
Until it ended. Okay.
Right. Did you think that's an idiot?
Oh, that's an idiot? Oh,
well, he thinks you take a period dump.
You literally just said a second ago, wait, why would you not have a tampon? Well, you know it's coming, doesn't it? Didn't you say it's like an earth, a volcano?
You know it's coming.
The birds start flying, the elk start running away?
You know they know.
No, they don't.
No, so, I mean, again, you have a general idea, but sometimes it surprises you.
I was a woman, I'd always be packing rags.
Well, usually I'd have a rag bag. Every now and then you forget to restock if you've used it.
Rag bag?
You wouldn't have a rag bag?
Well, I mean, I would, but like, I also carry gum with me at all times, and sometimes I forget about it.
Don't use that.
Why? It might, like, catch it.
No,
plug
never,
that thing up.
You'll have to shave it off.
Okay. I'd like to think if I was a woman, I'd shave down there.
Oh, you go bare beef?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, I would too.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Can we not talk about our hypothetical vaginas?
Oh, is that bad?
No, I was actually just thinking, it's weird that, I don't know why they took out all like the like tampon and pad dispensers out of bathrooms. They don't have them in there anymore. I haven't seen one of those in years.
Well, so like there have been times where I've had to go into the women's room, like the individual women's rooms when my girls were little, because those are the only ones that had the changing tables.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Someone would like watch the coast.
So why
for
are
me.
They gone?
That's what I was just wondering.
Well, but the ones that I went in, they were always like, there was just free tampons or pads out there. Did they replace the machines with like
free
pads?
Maybe, yeah.
But because the Kennedy administration fought hard for that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, remember, don't we have that audio of JFK making that announcement?
I say by the end of this century, we put a Tampax machine in every bathroom in America because these girls are bloody, and I don't want to see it because that would be hard on the eyes.
By the way, you carry a little bag. You could keep one in there for the next time somebody asks.
Handing a female employee a Kotex.
Why would you get fired for that?
That's sexual, man.
No, it's not. It's not sexual. It's natural.
If you
it's
look
functional.
If she comes in and asks.
Yeah. No. I cannot physically hand a young lady, a 65-year-old man. You want to see a Tampax in
if
my
I
bony
one.
Ass hand of death. To your young, vibrant vagina. A vagina that gives life. There's not life left in me. And you want to see this lifeless hand. And you know what this hand has done for these low 65 years. You want that? You want that?
Well, yeah, if she needs
Stick
one.
Stick that in you. Go ahead,
if she
honey.
Needs one. Well, I wouldn't say that last part.
No.
That would be a problem.
That's where
well, what
run
else are you
going to
do
issue?
With it? You stick it.
No, but there are men that carry tampons with them if you have daughters. Like my car, I don't have, I have other stuff, but like I have an emergency kit in the middle of my car just in case. In like the console. Oh, no, you don't want to talk anymore? What happened, buddy? Oh, good. I'm tough. Let me tell you how I feel. Oh, is that your family? Talk about it.
No,
about
that's
about
a great idea. I really appreciate it. Yeah, yeah.
There are lots of men that in their car have that stuff in this moment. So it's
so why don't the women who actually have the vagina have that on them?
Because
dudes
you're
are driving on with
one.
No, yeah,
with emergency giner pad.
No, but mine is like an emergency, only in worst case scenario.
Yeah. I got my road flares and my tampons, and don't mix them up. That's a trucker disaster right there.
Let's take a break.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are crimes that if you commit them, no one is going to be on your side.
Well, they're heinous, I'm guessing.
Well, but here's the thing. This is not heinous. This is not a heinous. And I say crime, I mean, that is probably an overstatement because it is against the law. And this man admits that he broke the law. But he claims there was a valid reason, and this was not his fault.
All right, well, maybe he's telling the truth.
He may be. All he wants, what he believes, is a fair chance to plead his case.
Well, that's what this country's all about, baby.
But here's the problem.
What?
Arguing his side publicly may not be the best way to get people on your side, and it could also have people who have never met you before
judging.
Big time.
Like what we're about to do.
You're hanging out in the break room, right? It's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Tommy, it's been about a year since we've seen the school bus stop sign cameras in the greater Rochester area.
Are people blasting past the bus?
Yeah, you got it. So, like, if you're not familiar with these things, a bunch of districts in our area installed cameras that once the stop sign goes out on the bus.
Swings out.
You got it. Mm. When cars blow past the bus to stop kids, to stop for kids getting off, it'll just take picture after picture after picture.
So you're busted.
Yep. And when you get caught, you get a ticket, and that's that.
Okay.
That's that. And initially, when we said this, you and I were like, but we don't see people blowing past buses anymore. And then we got the numbers, and they were unbelievable.
Yeah, I was shocked.
How many people were doing this? And it's to keep the kids safe, obviously. Mm-hmm. So one man has an issue with the system. His name is Scott, and he got himself a school bus ticket for driving past that out stop sign.
Wait, no stop Scott?
Yeah, that's what they're calling him. All right. Yeah. But he claims, even though he admits it happened, the ticket was undeserved.
Why?
Another driver caused him to do it.
How does that work?
So he says he was trying to avoid a landscaping truck and then an SUV in front of him. And in the melee of trying not to crash his car, it blocked his view of the bus. He didn't see it until it was too late. And this
so he
is-
had to go see around the SUV, it sounds like.
He had to go around the landscaping vehicle.
A whole bunch of stuff happened. Nice. Look, this is Scott explaining on 10NBC what happened. He takes a second. He gets choked up. This is Scott explaining what happened.
And by the time I look back, this car had blacked out windows and stuff.
Scott Janowski was driving his wife's minivan. He said he had to avoid a landscaping truck and that the SUV in front of him blocked his view of the school bus.
And by the time I saw the school bus, I'm running at 35 miles an hour and no way I could stop for the school bus.
It's clean. So he wants his day in court.
All right.
And it turns out, if you want to contest a school bus stop ticket, you can.
Well, I guess any ticket, you can go to court and plead not guilty and fight it, right?
Not always. Like the red light cameras, there was no contesting.
Yeah.
But this one, you can.
Okay.
So when you get the ticket in the mail, you can pay it online or you can file an appeal. The problem in this case.
Yeah, what's that?
The appeal goes to the owner of the car, and Scott was driving his wife's vehicle at the time. And to add even more complication to this, his wife was in the hospital when this was happening.
Oh, Jesus.
So when Scott himself asked for a hearing.
Yeah.
They said no.
So his wife has to go plead the case?
But they don't know. I mean, it gets complicated from this point.
Because he's a wheelman.
I don't know how this would work. It's much, again, like the red light camera. It wasn't who was driving the car. It was who the car was registered
So she would technically be the one responsible for the fine?
I have no idea. Oh. I have no idea. They don't get that deep in the weeds here. But here's the thing. Scott does not like how this is all working.
So he's saying it was just a perfect storm that he got caught in.
This is what he's saying. And Scott says with the late fees and the fine, he is now on the hook for $275 that he does not believe he has to pay. And all he wants, he says, is a chance to plead his case. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Would either of you go this far out of your way to fight a bus stop ticket?
So I don't know the ramifications of this ticket beyond the fees, like what it does to your insurance.
License
can I rent a car? Mm-hmm. All that stuff.
All right. I am also unaware of this. 252-WCMF, if you know.
I will say this.
Yeah.
I'm paying it. Okay. Because it's kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're fighting the safety of children.
Mm-hmm.
And
whether or not it was an accident or
you're never
going to
win that.
Yeah.
You're never going to win
that. Look, he has an argument. He has an argument based on the video.
He has an argument.
There is video of what happened that they aired on 10NBC.
All right.
So he has an argument.
But he also, this obviously was in a residential area because they were picking, there was a school bus,
good call.
A landscaping and all that. And you're doing 35 miles an hour to go around a landscaping truck, which kind of sounds like you're hauling ass.
Well, no, the speed limit.
Because I don't know where you could, like,
35 sounds about right.
That's usually the speed limit in most towns. Listen to this grandpa driving jackass. 35
appropriate.
Not to
limit?
Pass around, because you're going into another lane of traffic.
No,
that's why you would go quicker, though, right?
Yeah,
to get around
it.
Yeah,
no, but you got to, because it's tight in those like residential areas.
Out of all of this,
I do this all the time where I live because those landscaping trucks pull off on the side of the road.
Oh, here we go.
There's no shoulder.
Here we go. Look at these landscaping trucks. You know, there's not a shoulder there. What are you on the road?
And you're telling
me. I pay your salary.
And you're telling me that SUV that was in front of him was so goddamn high, he couldn't see the big yellow blinking thing?
All I'm saying is, well, it could have covered, it could have blocked where the stop sign was. Look, it's not out of the question that what he's saying is true.
Did you see the video?
I did see the video. That's why I'm telling you.
So who's the video? Is it his dash cam?
No, it's got a shot
from
like
the
across the street. No, it's not from the bus because you can see the bus in the shot. I don't know where they got the video
from. Like a street cam?
Look, the only way to tell if he's telling the truth would be to get a vision from his car. So we're not going to get that. But what I'm telling you is, it's not out of the question that what he is saying is true.
All right.
That being said, by going on the news and fighting this, I don't know how good that makes
you look. Terrible, man. Just pay the ticket, because irregardless, you could have really done some damage.
Possible.
Let's say you did something. Something went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
You know. That landscaping truck over there.
Well, no, that would be.
That ain't going to float.
Maybe that would be. You wouldn't argue that harder if something terrible happened, because he would still say it's not his fault.
Bro.
Because here's the thing. He's not saying he didn't.
It looks bad.
He's not saying he didn't go through the school bus stop.
True. He admits he did.
Right. No matter the reason, you still did that. So I guess I don't know how you can argue against that. You know, like I understand being in like. You didn't mean to do it,
sure.
Right? Like, you were just in a situation where this was the only option, and now I'm stuck, and it wasn't really my fault, but you still did it.
Yeah, because you don't have, you could have just stopped. If you
he's saying it would have been dangerous to stop.
You got to watch the video. I'm telling you, I'm trying to explain it, but I'm not doing a good
job.
So
he didn't have time to stop.
He wouldn't have at that point had time to stop.
Maybe he shouldn't have been doing 35 miles an hour in a residential area that
again,
maybe was 25 miles an hour.
That's the speed limit in a, why are you, wasn't 25, what are you talking about?
Guilty.
Look, okay, look, here's what I'm getting at. Right. With this man who wants to appeal this bus ticket, the stop sign ticket. It kind of feels right now that the school bus stop sign tickets are one of those things that people have no patience for, no matter what your excuse is, right? Because if you see someone blow past a school bus intentionally, you think they are the worst
person.
You're a
villain. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
I'm not saying that about Scott.
Yeah.
But if I'm Scott, I'm paying the fine.
Yeah, it sucks.
Instead of my name on the news to let people know what I'm admitting to doing. And $275, I mean, it's...
I thought it was going to be more.
It's still a significant number, but I think that my reputation is worth more than $275. Yeah. Is that a fair statement?
Okay.
Yeah, no?
And he also tried to do the sympathy card a little bit.
Well, no, but that actually happened.
I understand that.
That actually happened.
But that's not a reason to not stop.
No, but he didn't say that wasn't a reason
to not stop. But
no.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying, but he's kind of throwing it in there. Like, I understand because it's not his car, it's his wife's car.
It had to be included to explain why he was having a problem
hoping that kind of works a little bit.
This is why we can't have conversations in a microphone.
As a mother.
When our job.
Who's been in a hospital.
He's having conversations.
And puts those children on
a microphone. 252 WCMF.
What if there were ducks involved?
252-9263. He admits he ran the stop sign on the school bus. He says it was not his fault. He says a whole bunch of things were happening. There's a video to back him up. The man has an argument, but he went on TV, put his first and last name out, said he ran that school bus ticket thing, wants a way to appeal. Right. I don't know, man.
He wants to tell his side of the story.
All right.
But, I mean,
maybe it makes him feel better to do that.
But if you just would have paid the ticket,
I know.
Let's talk to Jeff. He's on CMF. Hey, Jeff, how are you, buddy? Jeff, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jeff, go ahead, buddy.
I was just thinking Scotty should have slowed down, like you said, and avoided the whole thing with speeds. He's guilty.
Okay, wait, Jeff, for God's sakes.
Guilty.
Jeff,
according to Judge Jeff.
If you watch the video, the man has a point. He has a point. That is not the argument here. That is not. The argument is your reputation, because people will see this video and go, is it worth $275?
I understand that, but at this point, the judge is going to say, you know, you should have slowed down. You're not considering people's safety. A lot of people don't do that anymore, just driving down the road for somebody on the side of the road working, you know, and you just got to take people's safety into consideration. Okay. So I don't know. Right. That's my two cents.
Thank you, Jeff. Right. See what you did?
What did I do?
You got guys calling up yelling guilty into a phone. Again, the man has a point. Watch the video yourself. The question is not whether or not he should be guilty, not guilty. The question is the $275 worth your reputation? Because I don't want other people knowing I did this, even if it was an accident.
So, he called the news to be to fight this, like one of those things where like Berkeley Breen goes out and fights your case.
I would assume, I don't know how else 10NBC would find out about it. I would assume he made the call.
So he had to push this farther.
I would think so.
And put his face out there.
Yes.
It wasn't like they ran him down.
Yeah, I mean,
so he initiated all this you're seeing on TV.
I don't know for sure, but I don't know how else it would have happened. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
And I would not have done that.
You want to yell guilty about that, too?
No. I enjoyed 10NBC.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Larry. Hey, Larry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
How did I nail that? Good, Larry. What's up?
I drive a school bus. So the guy messed up, pay the fine, bite the bullet, and be careful. I mean, a small school bus is 9 foot tall. A large school bus is 10 foot tall. There's big red lights that flash oscillating.
Hold on. Let me Google this. You don't need to, he's right.
What color are they, the bus?
Well, they're yellow as you're pulling up, and when you stop and open the door, they turn red. So you don't need necessarily that stop sign to, you know, alert you.
Sure. But I don't know his angle in the car. Okay, so Larry, you're saying that you, just the fact that he admitted doing this, you never having met this man before, are judging him.
Well, like I said, I drive a school bus. People drive through my reds all the time. If you mess up, you get caught, pay the fine, and learn from the experience, you know?
All right, Larry, thanks for the call.
You
got to learn things.
Yeah, you got to pay attention.
But like, these phone calls are kind of proving the point I'm trying to make here, right? Like, whether or not you save the $275 is great. People see that, and it was in the comments, too, underneath the story when they posted it on Facebook. Yes, the guy's getting lit up. And whether or not he deserves to be lit up, he would not have been lit up had he just not made this a thing.
I agree.
But you were asking about points on your license. Maybe that's why he's doing it. Insurance, things like that. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Gary. Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
Hey. I just want to say this guy, he better just pay his ticket because on the camera, if he's just paying the vehicle ticket, he's not going to get any points. He goes to court. It's a 5-point ticket for passing a school bus if you're found guilty.
Are you sure? Why? How does that work?
Because you pass the school bus. It's one of the highest point tickets you can get.
No, but why wouldn't you get those points if you have on video?
Just please. It's just the camera, like your stoplight cameras. They're ticketing the vehicle, not the driver.
Oh.
So then would his wife get the points if it's her vehicle?
Well, no, because, again, it's just the vehicle, not the driver.
I see.
But, okay, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Gary, you're sure. You're rock solid, Gary.
Gary, man. Logic makes sense.
I'm a truck driver, and I got a school bus ticket. One time I beat it down to a violation for passing a stop sign that was 2 tickets. But they were going to get me for the school bus, same situation. I couldn't get stopped, but it would have been a 5-point ticket if they found me guilty of it.
All right, Gary, thanks for the call. Again, let's take that with the greatest. Yeah.
No, he is a truck driver, though.
Okay, yeah, there's lots of truck drivers that say lots of things.
Just
because someone is a truck, because in 5 seconds, we're going to have somebody else go, I'm also a truck driver, Gary's wrong.
So you would also have to probably get a lawyer, right?
No, I mean, if he just would have paid it, I don't know.
No, like, let's say he's going to fight it in court.
I don't know if you need a lawyer. I think you could just go and make your case.
All right.
Like, you wouldn't get a lawyer for a speeding ticket. If you're going to go find a speeding ticket, you show up in court, right?
Right.
I love how, like...
Well, every time I got busted for drunk driving, I always had to go get a lawyer.
Yeah, much different. Much different than what we're talking about here. I don't think you do, because you said what you said. I don't know why you'd make the voice thing.
You made it first.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this guy named Scott earlier this week. He went on 10 NBC. He admits he blew past the school bus. He hit the camera, got him, bang. Mm-hmm. But he said it was not his fault. There were things going on the road. Truck on one side, an SUV on the other, tinted windows, couldn't see the bus. Bang, they get him. He goes, okay, no problem. I can appeal. Problem was, he's driving his wife's car while he's doing it. So his wife has to appeal, and in some kind of crazy universe is against him kind of thing. His wife was in the hospital at the time, which means she could not be there. And it created this whole thing. And all he wants is an opportunity to plead his case and fight this $275 fine. And the point we're making is not whether or not he's guilty.
Okay.
Listen, we're not here to argue about that, right? Or how fast he may have been going or what the speed limit was where he was, because you don't even know where this happened.
It's not relevant.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't bring it up.
It's if your reputation is worth $275. And Joe has the last word on CMF. Hey, Joe, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Yeah, he's got a procedural problem there because they do ticket the vehicle. And, I understand being outraged and it's unfair and everything. But if they're only going to ticket the vehicle and there's not going to be a points issue.
Again, we don't know that for sure. That was just
Gary.
Let
it go.
Okay, let it go. So you'd pay the $275, Joe, for your reputation.
Yeah, I'd hate it, but I'd pay it.
All right. Joe's going
to
do it against
I'd pay $250 to not go to court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, and the thing is, I'm pretty old. I've gotten my share of tickets. Never a school bus one though.
Okay.
But when I get a good speeding ticket. I've had some
good ones.
It is a good one.
Foreign car. When I get a good speeding ticket, I get a lawyer. And it's funny. When the judge sees and the DA sees you're lawyered up, you get treated different.
All right, let me ask you two questions Joe. Two questions real quick. One, how fast were you going? Were you going where you needed a lawyer?
Joe.
Did we lose Joe?
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that phone in your hand, buddy?
Joey.
I was doing 155 in a 50.
What zone. Were you driving 155 miles an hour?
Spaceship.
What kind of car?
No.
It was not a spaceship.
Old Jaguar.
Okay, all right. So you were doing 100 miles
and,
over
and
the
a
speed
Jag.
Limit. Okay, all right. How much did your lawyer cost you to go fight the 100-mile-an-hour speeding ticket that you got?
$200.
Okay.
He's got it, bro. He owns an XK.
He beat it.
He beat the.
He drives a Jag.
It was worth it. You want to know how he beat it?
I don't. What? Did he put the system on trial, Joe?
No. It floored me. He knew what kind of. I thought the guy had. This has been a while. I thought the guy had a hair
like
dryer in his hand.
Okay.
And I didn't. And when I realized, I read about that.
I gotta let you go, buddy. You curse, buddy. Thanks for the call.
He thought the officer had a hairdryer in his hand because he was Officer Blowout.
Which is actually a nickname my dad got when he ate a bad sandwich one time.
You can't get any douchier than a guy doing 150 in a Jag.
Okay. Let's take a break. The good news for Scott.
Yeah.
Is he somehow not the worst looking person in this discussion we just had?
Oh.
Because really? I'm going to go ahead and say a guy doing 100 miles an hour over.
Yeah.
Over.
Didn't get a school bus ticket, though.
If one is good, two's got to be great.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I got some awesome news.
What's that?
We're getting another one of these.
Wow. Because
You've seen the moon.
Oh, yeah. The actual moon.
But have you seen Moon 2?
When's it showing up?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. According to scientists, on September 29th, an asteroid that was discovered back in August will enter the Earth's gravitational pull.
Mm.
And when that happens, we will have a second moon.
So is the moon we got now an asteroid?
I don't know.
Well, I believe they think that the moon at one point was a part of Earth that broke off when it was hit by an asteroid.
And it stayed perfectly round?
I don't know.
How do we know it's perfectly round?
I've seen it.
Well, no, I mean, you don't know if you can't look at something and know if it's perfectly round.
Bro, we bent to the moon. I mean, it's round.
Like, you didn't like walk all over. Oh, exactly. Perfect sphere, everybody.
So this thing's, I'll be able to see it like I can see the moon?
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And this will not be a permanent second moon, Tom.
Oh, it's leaving?
Yes. It's only going to be around us for about 56 days, which means...
Oh, so it's like the McRib of moons?
The McMoon. For about 7 weeks, we will have two moons.
All right. That's going to be weird.
Here's the thing, man. If you can see it, looking up and seeing that in the sky is going to freak me out.
Yeah.
Right?
They say how big it is? Is it big as the other?
I think they say it's going to be pretty tiny.
Yeah, itty-bitty moon. It's like Moon 2, tiny moon.
Okay.
That's what they're calling it.
Mini moon.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm going to ask a question. I don't mean to be an alarmist.
No.
But over the last couple of years, there's been things that were first interesting and then terrifying.
Like what?
Well, let's think back to before COVID started, right? Mm. There was this mysterious illness happening in Asia, then it moved to Europe, and we were like, oh, this is strange and unique, and right? Like before we knew what it was, like we were laughing about it here in the room, and then all of a sudden one day, it's like world shutdown.
Right.
Oh, probably should have saw that coming.
That was a little scary.
Then locally, last summer, there was that story about the smoke from the wildfires in Canada. And there were a couple stories like, hey, interesting fact, there's going to be smoke coming in from Canada, and it may smell a little smoky, and this is going to be fun. And that was like a story for 3 weeks, and then like 3 days into it, they're like, oh yeah, by the way, this could really hurt your lungs, let's make something happen
about
this.
That's a little scary.
Like, we don't have a chance that this asteroid is going to like hit Earth, right?
I don't know. I mean, it got pulled in.
Yeah. But it's going to get shot back out?
Means it's pretty close.
Do they know that for sure?
I don't. Wait, it says in 56 days, it's gone.
All right.
Yeah.
Like it just has a schedule.
Floats around for a little while and then says, I'm done with this place.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to Irish goodbye the other moon. It's not going to collide with the other moon.
Oh, I don't know.
Because the moon like moves around. But then I guess if it would all move.
I guess because of the... I may nick it, you know, like a little fender bender.
Well, that would be a problem, though, right? Like, yeah. You got pieces of the moon flying everywhere. Moon pieces.
So you're worried.
I'm not worried.
Like
I'm just,
end times?
No. I'm not worried.
There's just a lot of weird space stuff, too, because we had the Northern Lights here recently, and then they said, well, actually, because of, like, solar flares or whatever, we might see Northern Lights a lot more here.
But here's the thing.
Mm. Oh, please, moon god.
Look, I've been around a long time.
Seen a lot of moon.
Okay. Yeah. So now we have all this technology to know these things.
Yeah.
Maybe this stuff was always going on, but we didn't have the technology to see it all.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe
and
the
now
last
we
time.
Got,
go ahead.
But now we just got better vision up there.
Sure. One of my favorite Foreigner songs. See moon too with some better vision.
Wait, talking about double moon vision? No, I really think that.
Maybe we had another moon before, but
maybe
you
didn't know. Maybe the 1800s up there, nobody knew.
It looks like a pretty big star out there.
Well, no, but I mean,
if you could barely see without a telescope, those people couldn't see crap.
Right. No, but we have had the ability to look into space for way longer than you think. Like Galileo had a telescope back in the 1500s.
He had some busted ass when you get in the back of the magazines where you can see the girls' panties.
I don't think Galileo subscribed to a panty magazine to get his telescope.
But what junk ass Galileo? You know, he's probably a tube with a little piece of glass in it. And, hey, look, I'm Galileo. Let me explain to you some stuff.
You just defined what a telescope is.
Yeah, but it wasn't good.
I don't know. I mean, you're probably not compared to this, but I'm saying, like, I think you're underestimating how long we've known about the sky.
We've been tracking the stars.
Yeah.
But now we can see actual movement.
Okay. Not like the
stars.
And
we can tell it's coming.
Maybe.
You got all these satellites and pictures up there. You got billionaires walking around up there now, like, just dicking around.
You excited about Moon 2?
I don't know if I can't see it.
Okay.
I know. I wish it looked like an actual moon.
That would be cool.
That'd be
if
wild.
You had like two moons in the sky, it'd be like that scene in Star Wars where they had like two suns.
Oh, says man who says he's never seen Star Wars.
I saw the first Star Wars.
Now that it's part of the conversation, I will admit that I saw the first Star Wars.
I admitted the first one.
You'd feel like you're on a different planet.
Yes.
That's going to freak me out. I'm going to be, if you can see this moon, there's going to be a moon.
No, we all wish you were on another planet.
It's a moon, you idiot.
Well, I'll take it.
Like, there's going to be a point again.
Put your face on it. It's a disaster.
We're talking about Moon 2, the newest moon coming to a university or
is it going to have a name? Yeah, you know, they always like to name things.
There's probably a name of the asteroid. I got the story in front of me, but I didn't do enough deep research on this story because it just said Moon 2, and I was like, good enough for me.
Yeah.
No, like, here, it came from the Arjuna asteroid belt.
Oh, one of your top belts.
Yep, and scientists from Madrid have been the one tracking this asteroid, which gave us the heads up.
Mm.
So, Spanish moon.
All right.
Which sounds like a Santana song.
How would that go?
Well, he plays a guitar. Yeah. He doesn't sing. Ooh, amuna, amuna. If one is good, two's got to be great.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I got some awesome news.
What's that?
We're getting another one of these.
Wow.
Because you've seen the moon.
Oh, yeah. The actual moon.
But have you seen Moon 2?
When's it showing up?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. According to scientists, on September 29th, an asteroid that was discovered back in August will enter the Earth's gravitational pull.
Mm.
And when that happens, we will have a second moon.
So is the moon we got now an asteroid?
I don't know.
Well, I believe they think that the moon at one point was a part of Earth that broke off when it was hit by an asteroid.
And it stayed perfectly round?
I don't know.
How do we know it's perfectly round?
I've seen it.
Well, no, I mean, you don't know if you can't look at something and know if it's perfectly round.
Bro, we've been to the moon. I mean, it's round.
Like, you didn't like walk all over. Oh, exactly. Perfect sphere, everybody.
So this thing's, I'll be able to see it like I can see the moon?
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And this will not be a permanent second moon, Tom.
Oh, it's leaving?
Yes. It's only going to be around us for about 56 days, which means...
Oh, so it's like the McRib of moons?
The McMoon. For about 7 weeks, we will have two moons.
All right. That's going to be weird.
Here's the thing, man. If you can see it, looking up and seeing that in the sky is going to freak me out.
Yeah.
Right?
They say how big it is? Is it big as the other?
I think they say it's going to be pretty tiny.
Yeah, itty bitty moon. It's like Moon 2, tiny moon.
Okay.
That's what they're calling it.
Mini moon.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm going to ask a question. I don't mean to be an alarmist.
No.
Over the last couple of years, there's been things that were first interesting and then terrifying.
Like what?
Well, let's think back to before COVID started, right? Mm. There was this mysterious illness happening in Asia, then it moved to Europe, mm. and we were like, oh, this is strange and unique, and right? Like, before we knew what it was, like, we were laughing about it here in the room, and then all of a sudden, one day, it's like, world shutdown.
Right.
Oh, probably should have saw that coming.
That was a little scary.
Then locally, last summer, there was that story about the smoke from the wildfires in Canada, right? And there were a couple stories like, hey, interesting fact, there's going to be smoke coming in from Canada, and it may smell a little smoky, and this is going to be fun. And that was like a story for 3 weeks, and then like 3 days into it, they're like, oh yeah, by the way, this could really hurt your lungs. Let's make something happen
That's
about this.
That's a little scary.
Like, we don't have a chance that this asteroid is going to like hit Earth, right?
I don't know. I mean, it got pulled in.
Yeah. But it's going to get shot back out?
Means it's pretty close.
Do they know that for sure?
I don't. It says in 56 days, it's gone.
All right.
Yeah.
Like, it has a schedule.
Floats around for a little while and then says, I'm done with this place.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to Irish goodbye the other moon. It's not going to collide with the other moon.
I don't know.
Because the moon, like, moves around. But then I guess if they would all move.
I guess because of I may nick it, you know, like a little fender bender.
Well, that would be a problem, though, right? Like, now you got pieces of the moon flying everywhere. Moon pieces.
So you're worried.
I'm not worried.
Like
I'm just
end times?
No. I'm not worried.
There's just a lot of weird space stuff, too, because we had the Northern Lights here recently, and then they said, well, actually, because of, like, solar flares or whatever, we might see Northern Lights a lot more here.
But here's the thing.
Mm. Oh, please, moon god.
Look, I've been around a long time.
Seen a lot of moon.
Okay. Mm. So now we have all this technology to know these things.
Yeah.
Maybe this stuff was always going on, but we didn't have the technology to see it all.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe
and
the last time. Good.
But no, we just got better vision up there.
Sure. One of my favorite Foreigner songs. See moon two with some better vision.
Wait, you talking about double moon vision? No, I really think that.
Maybe we had another moon before, but
maybe
you know,
didn't know. Maybe 1800 was up there. Nobody knew.
It looks like a pretty big star out there.
Well, no, but
if you could barely see without a telescope, those people couldn't see crap.
Right. No, but we have had the ability to look into space for way longer than you think. Like Galileo had a telescope back in the 1500s.
Some busted ass when you get in the back of the magazines where you can see the girls' panties.
I don't think Galileo subscribed to a panty magazine to get his telescope.
But what junk ass Galileo? Yeah, well, it's probably a tube with a little piece of glass in it. And, hey, look, I'm Galileo. Let me explain to you some stuff.
You just defined what a telescope is.
Yeah, but it wasn't good.
I don't know. I mean, you're probably not compared to this, but I'm saying, like, I think you're underestimating how long we've known about the sky.
We've been tracking the stars.
Yeah.
But now we can see actual movement.
Okay. Not like the stars.
And we can tell it's coming.
Maybe.
You got all these satellites and pictures up there. You got billionaires walking around up there now, like, just dicking around.
You excited about Moon 2?
I don't know if I can't see it.
Okay.
I know. I wish it looked like an actual moon.
That would be cool.
That'd be
if
wild.
If you had like two moons in the sky, it'd be like that scene in Star Wars where they had like two suns.
Oh, says man who says he's never seen Star Wars.
I saw this first Star Wars.
I saw the first Star Wars. Now that it's part of the conversation, I will admit that I saw the first Star Wars.
I admitted the first one.
You'd feel like you're on a different planet.
Yes.
That's going to freak me out. I'm going to be, if you can see this moon, there's going to be a moon.
No, we all wish you were on another planet.
It's a moon, you idiot.
Well, I'll take it.
Like, there's going to be a point again.
Put your face on it. It's a disaster.
We're talking about Moon 2, the newest moon coming to a universe here.
Is it going to have a name? Yeah, they always like to name things.
There's probably a name of the asteroid. I got the story in front of me, but I didn't do enough deep research on this story because it just said Moon 2, and I was like, good enough for me.
Yeah.
No, like, here, it came from the Arjuna asteroid belt.
Oh, one of your top belts.
Yep, and scientists from Madrid have been the one tracking this asteroid, which gave us the heads up.
Mm.
So, Spanish moon.
All right.
Which sounds like a Santana song.
How would that go?
Well, he plays a guitar. Yeah. He doesn't sing. Ooh, amuna, amuna.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.